proclamation number 6828 dated the May 12, 1957. Reason for the destruction and new creation. Hell. Banishment. I take pity on the lowest fallen spirit, and time and again will provide a rescue anchor enabling its ascent, and every soul holding onto it will be raised up, for it is demonstrating its will to escape the abyss, and thus it will also be allowed to experience its eternal Father's mercy. But there is also a degree of resistance to me in the region of the lowest fallen spirits which no longer allows for a rescue, where the will has not changed in the slightest and where the spiritual essence has become almost solid and there is no other possible help but to banish this spiritual essence into matter again. This new banishment is also an act of mercy on my part, for without it the soul would never be able to reach the point again where it has to pass its last test of will by which it can attain eternal life. The path of development in the spiritual kingdom has to take place within my divine order, no phase can be left out, and in the stage of self-awareness, either on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, the being's will is at all times decisive. Consequently, if this is utterly abused, I have to constrain the soul again and make it take the path through the creations of this earth in the state of compulsion once more, because I don't want it to remain in an extremely agonizing and wretched state forever. Ever new arising creations, the continuous growth and decay in nature, is equivalent to the perpetual change of external forms by the progressing spiritual substance which steadily approaches its final form as a human being on this earth. But the spiritual essence which had descended back into the deepest abyss or which has already been there for an infinitely long time will have to be placed into the hardest matter at the start of its higher development. It cannot be placed into already existing creations which serve already more mature spiritual substances as an abode. The first phase of the banishment cannot be skipped. Instead, the path of development is to start in the external form which corresponds to the unbroken opposition to me, in hardest matter, because this in turn is required by my law of order. For this reason new creations have to arise again and again after long periods of time to accept these spiritual substances, just as creations having existed for incredibly long periods of time, hard matter, need to be disintegrated one day in order to release the spiritual substance therein to continue its path of development in less compact forms. The periods of time which pass after such outright destructions and redevelopment of earthly creations occur are very long, and as a rule the length of time cannot be demonstrably established by people either. Furthermore, they lack the knowledge of the spirit's process of development, of the true purpose of matter and of the appallingly agonizing conditions in the spiritual kingdom, even though the word hell is known to all people. But they don't know what is meant by it in reality, otherwise the total transformation of earth and its creations would be more credible to them. Yet it will always remain unverifiable to people. However, a loving and merciful God aims to save his living creations, he will not leave them in darkness forever. And my love and mercy is my fundamental nature which will not ever change. My love and mercy will forever apply to my living creations which descended into the abyss, and time and again will find ways and means to rescue them from there. Yet before a new banishment happens again, every effort will be made by me and my spiritual co-workers that the souls will take the path of ascent in the spiritual realm in order to spare them the agonizing fate of a new banishment. Yet the will of the being makes its own decision, and depending on its will shall be its fate. But my plan of salvation will be implemented and not be without success. One day I will reach the goal. And one day the darkness will also have surrendered everything. Because my love will never end and no being will be able to resist it forever. Amen.